Agenda paper number five. Morning.
Agenda paper number five is about the accounting in accordance with IFRS 3 for contingent payments to selling shareholders in circumstances in which those selling shareholders become employees. The issue is whether paragraph B55A of IFRS 3 is conclusive in determining that an arrangement in which payments are contingent to the continued employment of selling shareholder is remuneration for post-combination services. In the September meeting, the committee tentatively decided not to add this issue to its agenda at this time, to have the opportunity to work on this issue jointly with the FASB. We received four comment letters on this issue. Three respondents agreed with the committee tentative agenda decision, and one disagreed, because he thinks that the issue should be solved amending FRS 3 without waiting for the FASB. We think that there is not a pressing need to address this issue, so we recommend to finalize this agenda decision with the changes highlighted in Appendix A of the paper. We are asking the committee if they agree with our recommendation and if they have comments on the proposed final agenda decision in Appendix A of the paper. Thanks.
Comments? Laurence?
I disagree with the staff proposal because you are inconsistent. On one side, you say you agree that B55 should be clarified. You say no pressing need. And what do? You issue a rejection. So for me, it is internally inconsistent with your conclusion in the staff paper. So I would urge you not to proceed. And because it is not urgent, to look at this issue as part of the post-implementation review of IFRS 3, and so that people can make time to think of this issue properly.
So you'd still issue a rejection notice just for a different reason?
Absolutely, but with no, not the language as being obvious. Stated in paragraph 2.
Andrew?
Just to say I'm fine with the staff's. I don't see any inconsistency really, and I think it's fine.
Scott?
I also agree with the staff recommendation.
John?
I agree.
Okay. To make things more efficient, and before I go to the people on the phone, is there anybody other than Laurence who would recast the agenda decision? Okay, on the phone, lady and gentlemen, anybody who disagrees with the staff recommendation?
No, for me, we agree.
I think I heard a chorus of agree. Am I correct?
It's Beilong.
Yes, Beilong.
I agree the staff recommendation, but the only concern I have here is that the word substantive. That is any possible that the word may have different interpretation?
I'm searching for the word. Where does the word appear in the agenda decision?
It's the second paragraph.
Second paragraph.
Oh, the service condition is not substantive. What would you substitute?
I'm just concerned that whether the word could raise any different interpretation. If we just put the word here?
Well, the choice is to just issue a yes or no. So really, you would have to delete the entire phrase that says unless. And my recollection is that we thought that was a pretty important addition to the decision. Andrew?
Elijah, I just would observe the word substantive is like all these words, substantive, significant, reasonable, and, you know, you have to look at the facts and circumstances and apply your judgment. I don't think you can ever define it.
Well, in fairness to Fei Long, one of the problems that we're increasingly encountering is that some of these words, we think we know what they mean, but when they're turned into a different language, we start to have problems. And so I'm sympathetic to his concern, but as I say, my recollection, Michael, is we thought that was a pretty important part of the decision.
And it was partly based on past experience of applying the standards and determining when these conditions should be taken into consideration.
Okay. All right, then. I think the sense is that we go ahead. Do I see any other than Laurent?